The message is there's no such thing as being free. And I've documented that on one of my latest CDs in Paris. Is called Heavenly Sweetness, which was produced by Antoine Regent for Discograph. And I say there's no such thing as being free because we have a responsibility. Many times jazz has been given titles that I don't really believe in. In fact, jazz is actually was black classical music. Blues is black folk music, you see? But these terms were not used at the proper time. And when we began to create jazz in the 1890s and ragtime and things like this, we were forced to play in the whorehouses rather than in concert halls or in churches or other venues. So the looseness of prostitution and drugs and thieves and things like this kept our music confined. But it also added another element, which is a universal element of understanding the lowest part of society and being able to perform for the highest part of society at the same time. And I really enjoy that because many times you have in European classical music, the poor people don't hear it. Or as Shakespeare did, he would play, write his plays and then the people could come in. But in classical music, the majority of it was done for the king's people rather than the masses. With our jazz, we've played for everyone. And this is what it means to me. So I don't really believe in the term free. But I do believe in the idea of continuously changing and growing and using as many elements as possible of world musics, not just what the African-American would know about or Europeans, and that I try to incorporate the African vibe. And also, right now I've been studying Japanese and Chinese musics.